back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Zender Special 306. Thank you for bearing with me. I've been on the road, and you've been shown the stuff from the past. We've opened up to you some of my past recordings from 2004, 2005, and one lady said, I thought this was great. Martin, it's good to know that you're still teaching this same stuff. In other words, the truth doesn't change. I love how the truth doesn't change. That's one of the great advantages of this job, is that I could play you tapes, if they existed, from the Apostle Paul. I could play you tapes from Timothy. I could play you recordings from Dr. Bullinger and A.E. Nock, and the truth doesn't change. It's consistent. Wow, Zender, you're consistent. Yes, I am. I am consistent because God is consistent. He doesn't change. He's the same one today and for the eons. Greetings, everyone. I am recording audio and video as well. I am presently, as I speak, at Broward College. This is a pretty cool story. My friend Kate Horn, who I've known for 10 years. Did I tell you how I met her? It's 11 years now. No, right. Yeah, it's 11 years. I'm not sure I told you how I met Kate Horn, but I think I'll tell you in case you haven't heard it. She was, back in 2001, she was searching for truth. She was in a church, not finding any peace, and in a day of exasperation, she went to the Miami Public Library, Miami, Florida. I'm in Davie, Florida, as I speak to you, in between Fort Lauderdale and Miami. So back in 2001, Kate Horn went to the Miami Public Library, and her eyes settled upon one book. There was a whole shelf of books about church. She was looking for church, and she found a book called How to Quit Church Without Quitting God. That was the book I wrote and published back in 2001. And I remember that Kelly and I, we got a distributor that distributed into libraries, but we didn't know where the books went. So it was like a God thing, where the books went where they were supposed to go. And Kate Horn got a hold of that book, read it, broke down crying. I read about a half of it just standing there in the bookstore at the library, and changed her life. This is her testimony. I should bring her in here. I'm in the mathematics department right now at Broward College in Davie, Florida. And I'm in the conference room of the mathematics department. And Kate Horn's office, this is so cool, is like two doors down from me right now. And they are letting me use this conference room every day from 9 to 11. So I'm going to bring you shows here in the next 3 weeks every day. From 9 to 11. This is so cool because how in the world did I, Martin Zender, the world's most outspoken Bible scholar, become ensconced, hidden in a institution of higher learning? I mean, I'm taking over the world here from this microphone, and I'm doing it in an institution of higher learning where you can bet the truth, such as we're discussing here, is not going forward. This truth we're discussing here is the highest form of higher learning. And I just think it's cool how God operates. So Kate got the book and she contacted me, and we've been friends ever since. She's been a great supporter of the work. And she said, Martin, when you're in Florida, you can work from Broward College. She's a mathematics professor here. And so I have access to this conference room. They're reserving it for me. I have a sign on the door. I'll show you that. It says, do not disturb recording in process. That's me. Little do they know, they're recording this in process. That's me in progress. It's progress and process. That's me, Martin Zender. Amazing thing. All right, folks, I am going to start the book of Revelation. Picture a mountain, okay? Picture the summit of a mountain. Let's say Mount Everest. You're looking at the summit of the mountain. And in this analogy of mine, the summit is the series on Revelation that I've been talking about for a long time. Now, when you're in the foothills, when you're at Camp 1, say, you're playing an assault, a climb of Mount Everest, and you're in the foothills, you're in Camp 1, you're still on the mountain, because you see the mountain is a vast enterprise. It's not just the peak. The peak is part of the mountain, but the foothills are also the mountain. We are in the foothills of the Revelation series. I'm going to begin a series on secrets in Daniel. The only reason I'm not starting the book of Revelation now is because I'm not in my home studio. And it's hard enough to get this show going on the road. The old saying, get the show on the road. It's very difficult to get the show on the road. My home studio, everything's comfortable. This Revelation series, a big deal because I'm probably going to be on it for the rest of my life. Because the snatching away is going to be soon, as we're going to find out in the book of Revelation and the book of Daniel. So we are technically on the series of Revelation, but as an introduction, as something that I can do while I'm on the road here that's a little easier for me, I'm going to show you secrets in the book of Daniel. This is still prophecy. This is a run-up to the book of Revelation. That's a subtitle for the series I'm now on, run-up. Uh-oh, they found me out. Somebody's banging on the wall. They're tearing out the wall. Try to find me here. This is a run-up to the book of Revelation. A run-up. I like that word. It's a run-up. It's an introduction. Because Daniel is important. I'm not going to go through the whole book of Daniel. It's probably going to be, I'll probably be back in 2 weeks or three. 3 weeks. Unless something weird happens and I end up staying down here. Who knows? If I do, then we're going to start the book of Revelation. But theoretically, in 3 weeks, I'll be back at my home studio in, where's that place again? I haven't been there for a month and a half. Oh, Windber, Pennsylvania. Okay, but in the meantime, this. Now, before I get into Daniel, look, I want you to be aware, just today I'm going to tell you this. You got to be aware of a God consciousness. This is a gift we have given to us by God, and this will sustain you through any trial. But in order to know this, in order to have God consciousness, you need to know God's opinion of you. In the ZWTF newsletter, I've been doing a series on the book of Romans, and it's important to note that you are so solid with God and that He will never leave you or forsake you. This is not like the old days when the Spirit of God came and went on people. It was like the stock market. You had to have a ticker tape readout of the level of Spirit. Today, God's Spirit makes its home in us, and we are justified in Christ. We have peace with God. This is important because you need to know that no matter what changes, and I say this because my life has changed every day in the last 6 weeks since I've been here. I know I chose to come on this trip, but I've been moving around. I've stayed with several different people. Just coming to this college today and getting set up and getting my parking pass, finding where the buildings are, I feel like I'm a freshman coming to school, and I'm learning where the dorm is. I'm learning where building 7 is. Where's the math building? Where's the administration office? Where's the faculty lounge? Where's the cafeteria? I'm learning all this stuff. And really, I've lived with 4 or 5 different people since I've been here. And every time you learn something new, it throws you off and you're not settled. And yet there's certain value in that every day of your life is unsettled in a sense. You might be living at the same address and going to the same job, but you get hit with curveballs. You get curveballs pitched at you every day. The world is instable, or should I say unstable? Well, it's both. It's in and unstable. And the only stability we have, and we're going to need this, you're going to have to be conscious of this fact, that the only stability for us is in Christ. He's the only sure thing, and that's the consciousness I'm talking about. That's the settledness, and you need to continually tell yourself that even though my world is changing every day, even though I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not speaking specifically of this college, it seems very pleasant. It seems very the opposite of death. There's lots of green. There's lots of pretty plants, palm trees, flowers. Everything's flowering here. Lovely college. Nobody's been mean to me. Everybody's been very kind. The receptionist out here, Carol, she made the sign for me on the door of this conference room because this door's not locked. I could be barged in on, but the sign should inhibit people a little bit. Everybody's been nice. Nevertheless, sometimes you feel like your enemies are right outside the door. Sometimes they are. In your life, the door of your life, speaking metaphorically, you need in this day, in these days, in the greater picture, a God consciousness, that you have a sheen of protection around you all the time. You've heard me say this many times. I'm going to demonstrate this on the Zender Cam, which is now running. And if you don't have the Zender Cam, just back up and you'll have a little thing there that says available on video or watch on the Zender Cam or something like that. We have a sheen around us. If Satan is this close to your face, God is this close. You cannot escape the godness in you. That sounds new agey. Let's just say this. The Spirit of God in you, comfortable there. It has put up furniture. It has put pictures on your wall, the Spirit of God has. It has put its suitcase down. It has filled the drawers with clothing, with socks. The closets are full. There's toothpaste on the sink of your life. There's God paste on the sink of your life. God has made himself at home. He's spitting into your drain. He's taking a shower. He's comfortable. When people tell me to make yourself at home, Martin Zender, I do. I've warned you about this before. If you come, this is funny. If I come into your home and you say, make yourself comfortable, I'm going to. I'm staying with a beautiful woman, Sarah Kumar. She's a 73-year-old woman. She's born in Puerto Rico, raised in Brooklyn. She's a tough woman, tough bird, as you would say, but she's funny as hell. She is a really a spunky, spirited woman, and I love her dearly already. I've only known her for a couple weeks. A week and a half. Anyway, she told me to make myself at home, and I do that. But what's funny is I was looking in the refrigerator one day, and I'm digging down in the cheese and the meat drawer, and I found this little packet of this what I call an Italian delicacy. It's a cheese stick wrapped in some kind of salami, and they're like little cigars. You know, you want to light one up and smoke it. I don't recommend it. I recommend just eating the darn things. They are so tasty. So like the first couple days I was there, I ate one. There was like six in a pack. I'm thinking, well, I'm just going to eat one of these things. I ate that thing, and my eyes are rolling back into my head. It's like, oh my God, this is so good. So I ate another one. Then I said, I got to calm down here because, you know, I told myself, these probably been in here a while. Sarah doesn't care. So the next day, I ate another one. Next day, I ate another one. The next day, I ate another one. And then I thought, there's only one more left. I might as well eat it. And she doesn't seem to be eating them. So last night, she's foraging in her own refrigerator, looking around. She takes the meat drawer out, and she's digging around in it. I'm thinking, uh-oh. She goes, Martin, did you happen to see those Italian delicacies known as cheese sticks wrapped in salami? I said, well, yeah, those are gone. So she actually had a sense of humor about it. We laughed about it. I said, I'm going to replace them. I'm going to buy two more packs. She goes, oh, don't do that. It doesn't bother me at all. But I felt a little bad. I made myself at home. She wanted me to do it. She was happy that I destroyed them, but I'm still going to buy three more packs. All right, tomorrow I'm going to be back here for the next 2 weeks. At least I'm going to be back here at Broward College in the mathematics department, namely the conference room. I'm glad we're back in business. I think this is show 306. We are rolling. I'm rolling. You're rolling with me. Introduction to some secrets of Daniel.